patient. I get paid to rock the nation.
Rolling, Martin.
Hold it now.
From my Washington, D.C. studios this morning. Good morning, Roland.
Actually, man, I'm still hanging out in New York. They asked me to stick around for another day on Starting Point. So I decided, okay, fine, no sweat. Okay, I'll do that.
They asked you to?
Yeah, I was headed back to D.C. Because I was flying to Houston this morning to go see family. They said, hey, can you do another day? Well, sure. So we'll do the show, and then I'll head back to take the train back to D.C. and then fly to Houston to see family as well. And nice. So good. Also, prayers for my brother. He's having some tests this morning, so hopefully everything goes well. So, Reggie, I'll see you when I get into town. We are so used to all the drama over the MLK estate, King Inc., all the fighting back and forth between the brothers and the sisters and the cousins and everybody else. And we'll have some more of that stuff coming up real soon dealing with the King Center and the MLK Memorial. I'll break that down for y'all later. But in Detroit, oh, my God, this Rosa Parks estate is crazy. So we turn to Rochelle Riley. She is a columnist there in Detroit. Rochelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, this is unbelievable. You know, Mrs. Parks passed away several years ago, and you had this fight going on between trustees, a judge, he should step down. What in the world is going on in Detroit with Rosa Parks' estate?
Well, you're going to need a scorecard and a gas mask because it stinks, so get ready. When Mother Parks died in 2005, she left her estate to the institute that bears her name and that of her husband, and it was to be administered by her longtime assistant and a retired judge. Enter 13 nieces and nephews who said, no, that's not right, and they went to court. So Judge Freddie Burton decided to appoint two probate attorneys. We'll just call them by their last names, Jefferson and Chase. Jefferson and Chase took all of Mother Parks' historical belongings, everything that might be worth something of historical value, and gave them to a New York City auction house, which is waiting to sell them to some place that will display them. But in the meantime, they can't do anything because the court case continues. The attorneys for the institute and the longtime assistant who was supposed to administer it said that the judge has conspired with these two attorneys, Jefferson and Chase. Their allegation is that they're looting the estate, and all of the cash in the estate, $507,000, is gone, and the estate is now $88,000 in cash debt. There's still all of the belongings that are still sitting at the auction house, but his charge is that they've done that, and he says that this Judge Burton helped them do that, so he has now sued the judge and the two attorneys.
The stuff that's at the auction house, how much is it worth?
The estimated value goes back and forth, but right now they're saying about $8 million, depending on who would buy it and how it would be displayed.
So Mrs. Parks left the stuff in the hand. She made her own decision. But as usual, you got family members who are trying to get their piece.
Nieces, nephews, just like you said, people that, you know, quite frankly, none of us saw until the funeral, who showed up and said, this is the way this needs to work. But here's what's really amazing. So this has gone to the Court of Appeals, who said that Jefferson and Chase, the two attorneys, have the right to do this. They have the right to their fees, which, of course, they say are less than $200,000. But the Michigan Supreme Court has told Judge Burton to put Steele, the assistant, and the retired judge, the people that Mother Parks originally asked to be in charge, to put them back in charge. Judge Burton has not done that. The attorney for the institute and for that assistant filed a motion for him to recuse himself and just remove himself from this whole process. The latest story is Judge Burton said he will take 30 to 45 days to think about it. And in the meantime, Jefferson and Chase still get paid.
Now, there was $500,000 in her estate?
In cash?
In cash?
According to the records, and these are all the news reports, there was less than $507,000. $507,000 is what the institute attorney claims have been charged so far in fees. But that estate is now $88,000 in debt, which means if this auction house ever gets a chance to sell this stuff, according to the attorneys, the first people to get paid will be the probate attorney.
And the money was supposed to go to her institute to further the cause and the issues she trumpeted. But
scholarships and community service.
So basically, she wanted kids to go to college, but you've got nieces and nephews who are trying to get paid. And the problem here is because they've thrown a monkey wrench in this whole thing, literally $500,000 or more is likely going to go unnecessarily to attorneys because this thing has been back and forth in the courts.
Exactly. It's already gone to attorneys, according to the record. And this will go on as long as these charges and allegations continue. We can't find another case. We can't say it's never happened, but it's rare for an attorney to sue the judge that he's appearing before.
Wow.
So, it's about time. It's about time because I know this isn't the first time this has happened.
Well, when
the judge and the lawyers get together and raid the estate.
Let me tell you, if he actually does this, and there are other attorneys who said it's unlikely, because what you don't want to do is every time you don't get your way, you shop around for a new judge, and you can do it that way. But in this instance, this is going to be ugly.
Because when you shop around for a new judge, it's still costing you money because attorneys still charge.
There you go.
Attorneys always get paid. Yeah.
Always. Rochelle Riley, Detroit Free Press, thanks for breaking it down for us on this sad case with the Rosa Parks estate. Thanks
so
much.
It's a sad, sad story out of Detroit. Thanks, Roland.
All right. Thank you.